In terms of fictional comebacks, it could be one of the most unlikely. Yet one of the world's most popular soap operas, Dallas, has returned to the television screens. The long-running series told the story of an oil-rich family of Texans who just couldn't get along with each other. There'll be new characters, but the show's producers are hoping that the viewers will once again get excited by JR's evil machinations and his brother Bobby's selfless devotion. John McManus reports.
It was the soap opera that gripped us with the feuding of the Ewing family, oil millionaires from Texas with vast amounts of wealth and spite. One of its more unbelievable plots involved the return of a dead character. Apparently his death had all been just a dream. Now Dallas itself has been resurrected with three of its principal characters, saintly Bobby, villainous JR, and his long-suffering, drink-prone wife, Sue Ellen.
Sue Ellen, don't bother with that story on my account, honey. We both know you're lush. I bet if I took a sip out of that glass, it'd be pure vodka.
Joan of Arc would have been a drunk if she'd have been married to you.
With dialogue like that, the original programme was a global hit, and the 1980 cliffhanger of Who Shot JR was seen by 350 million people. The series became synonymous with a free market, greed is good view of the world, where it was acceptable and even expected that the rich would flaunt their wealth. Ed Bark, a US TV critic, says all the elements are in place for a return of some good old-fashioned Ewing backstabbing.
Bobby's adopted son, Christopher, is the one who's trying to be green, and he's looking for alternative forms of energy, while J.R. Ewing's bad seed son, John Ross, is, of course, the old-line oil driller, and there is a gusher in the very first seconds of the first episode.
Some real Americans, of course, are struggling to find jobs and pay their bills, so will the new series grate on them? Larry Hagman, who plays JR, is optimistic. He says the original show became popular during a US recession as people stayed at home to save money and watch TV instead. Another question is whether growing and confident middle class in countries as diverse as China, Brazil and India, will the new series transcend national boundaries in the same way the previous version did? Of course, some diehard fans will be simply anticipating watching JR plotting to double-cross his own family again and again and again.
John McManus on the return of Dallas. The main news one.